Thank you, Rabbi Granite Street. In being here with you this morning at the men's club and its breakfast, it brings back memories. There was a day when I also had a men's club breakfast. I served in the rabbinate in Waterbury, Connecticut from 41 to 45. Those were war years. We've forgotten those years now. But the community had its boys in army bases throughout the United States and overseas. And the men's club of the Orthodox Jewish community was the only contact that these boys had with their community. The men's club, which met every Sunday morning as you do, with an attendance of about 120, most of them English-speaking young men, published a bulletin. And this bulletin brought the community to those who were not home, and they longed to hear something of what goes on at home. And every issue had a lesson in Torah, a portion of one of the 19 letters of Reb Samsel of Fall Hirsch. I look back with a lot of nostalgia to those days. I don't know how successful I was as far as Yiddishkeit is concerned, because if ever the Sunday happened to be a Yiddish Yontif, so I saw none of these men's club members. There was no breakfast, they were not there either. So I don't know how far we went in creating Yiddishkeit in a community, but that it created a sense of togetherness, that there is such a thing as a Klal Yisroel, interested one in another, that I feel we certainly did. And I think that this is one of the great benefits to be derived from your Sunday morning get-together. It keeps people to know each other, to feel that you don't live alone, that a Jew is part of his fellow man, that Kol Yisroel Areivim Ze Bo Ze. And so when Julie Fine suggested that perhaps we could have the class here at the Sunday morning breakfast at Green Road Synagogue, we were more than pleased to do so. The class in general is a community service. It's not part of the yeshiva program of studies. It's not for the yeshivalite. It's for members of the community. And if it can go out to the community itself, it's certainly welcome. And we hope that it will mean something and perhaps lead other congregations in the community to feel that it can be of value to them. And as the rabbi has pointed out to you, I'm not here today to lecture to you about Pesach, to teach you about Pesach. I'm here merely to continue in our Sunday morning lesson that we are engaged in our class, the purpose of which is to deal with Ta'amei HaMitzvos, the rationale of the mitzvahs which we were commanded to observe by Hashem Yisborach when Torah was given at Sinai. Those who attend the classes, who attended the classes up till now, will forgive me if I will be repetitious in certain things. And after all, repetition is also part, an integral part, of the learning of Torah. Chazore, to repeat what one has learned in order to make it part of one's being. That in itself is a very integral part of the process of Torah learning. It's not sufficient to go through a subject once and finish. You have to keep reviewing it, repeating it, delving into it deeper and deeper from time to time, so that this subject become part of the very being of a Jew. And when we are engaged in talking about rationale of mitzvahs, of a mitzvah, usually it's called the reason for a mitzvah. And we have pointed out that this is a mistake. There is only one reason for performing a mitzvah, and that reason is God has willed it so. There's no other reason for it. Just as a child must perform the will of his father, of his parent, whether he understands why or not, he must perform daddy's will, because if not, he's not a mensch. He has to realize that it's beyond him to understand the rationale of his father, who is so much older than he. How much more so is this true when we deal with rationale for the will of Hashem Yisborach, whose intelligence is far beyond man, far beyond the universe in which we live. The reason for observing a mitzvah is because Hashem Yisborach said it has to be done. We have to observe Shabbos because He said so. We have to observe Pesach and all the dinim that go along with it, to refrain from chometz, to eat matzah shmura at the Seder. Matzah shmura at the Seder. To eat the morar. To observe all the laws of Pesach. For only one reason. Hashem Yisborach said so. So when we deal with rationale, we deal with it on another plane, on another level. We would like to get an appreciation of what we are doing. We do it because Father in Heaven said so. That's why we do it. But we'd like to appreciate what Father in Heaven said. This is the concept of the rationale of Taimei HaMitzvahs that a Jew deals with. And we pointed out, in the name of one of the great sages of the past generation, an illustration, an example, to bring forth this idea. There's such a thing as tam in eating, a geschmack in essen, a good taste in food. Is that the reason for eating, for consuming food? Is the taste of the steak, the taste of the bagel, the reason we consume bread and meat? It's not so. There are people, Rahmana Litzlan, who are in a position where they can't have the taste of the food. And they are fed intravenous. They live by intravenous. Food is nutrition to maintain life. But in order that we should wish to take that nutrition which is so necessary for us, God has invested all food with a taste so that we'd like to have it. But we live not by the taste. We live by the food which is the source of nutrition. And the taste leads us to it, to want to partake of that food. Mitzvahs are mosein hanefesh. They are the nutrition of the Jewish soul. And every mitzvah is nutrition of the soul because it is the will of Hashem Yisborach, who knows well what is the nature of man, both physically and spiritually. Who knows well what is necessary for him to consume in order to have nutrition for his soul. But yet it has been his mercy to place within each mitzvah a taste even for us, so that we thereby will appreciate the value of this soul nutrition which the mitzvah represents. And this is what we are engaged in this study, in this discussion of Tamei HaMitzvahs. By no means reasons for mitzvahs, but rather a taste for the mitzvah, so that we gain an appreciation for that which we do, and in that manner feel that it's so wonderful to perform a mitzvah, that there's no greater joy in life than the performance of a mitzvah. We speak of these things in terms of Aharet no Hashem Elokeinu. Make it pleasant for us, because we know that it's much easier to find the pleasure in food and all physical things rather than things of spiritual nature. And so we pray to Hashem Yisborach, V'haretno, make it pleasant for us. Raise us to the level of what a Jew really is. That's what we are. That's what makes us different from the non-Jew. That's what makes us different from the Goy. This is the Ato Bechartonu Mikol Amin. In this sense, we are the chosen people. We pray that this joy of mitzvah be not only appreciated by us, but deeply felt that we live by these mitzvahs, and only by these mitzvahs. And then all interests in life, spiritual and physical, gain then value. Because, my friends, there is nothing in life, even of physical nature, which cannot be uplifted to the service of God Almighty. And in that manner, everything becomes mitzvahs Hashem. This is the purpose of our discussion. But since we stand here today prior to Pesach, and Pesach happens to be a Yom Tov blessed with so many mitzvahs, and Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayom, and may we live to see the day very shortly when it shall be rebuilt, and so many more mitzvahs involved in the observance of Pesach. The Korban Pesach, the sacrificial offering of the Pesach, the eating of the Korban Pesach, all the laws involved around the eating of the Korban Pesach. And for us today, the matzah shmura. Matzah shmura means matzah that has been baked in accordance with the laws of being watched totally from any chometz whatsoever, and in the process of baking, baked specifically for the purpose of the mitzvah. L'shem matzas mitzvah. That's the type of matzah that has to be eaten at the Seder, the kizasing of matzah in order to be yoytze the mitzvah. Just to eat matzah which is not chometz is not sufficient for that. This happens to be a halacha which many Jews are unaware of in our day. And they buy matzah, they pay good money for it, and they're not mekayim the mitzvah, because they don't know that they have to buy matzah shmura, not for all of Pesach, and not for the entire meal, but for the three kizasim to be yotzi the mitzvah at the Seder Pesach, on the night of Pesach, both nights for us in Golas, you must have matzah shmura. This matzah shmura. The morar, the charoises, the dinim of Bal Yeroi and Bal Yemotze, that there's no chometz to be found in the possession of a Jew throughout the Pesach. And if he possesses chometz, he's thereby transgressing a loisase, a mitzvah, prohibitive mitzvah, lo yeroi lecho chometz. You're not to possess chometz. And so on, so many mitzvahs around the Yom Tov of Pesach. And if God has blessed us with so many mitzvahs, both positive commandments and prohibitive commandments, mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs loisa asay, it should be our interest to attempt to find some tam, some taste in these mitzvahs. I do happen to be one of those who feels that there is no Jew who goes through any Seder Pesach and doesn't feel somewhat elevated after the Seder. That's due to the fact that God has put so much into it. We don't realize it. We don't feel elevated from eating a lot of matzah that's difficult to digest. Nor are we elevated from the knedlach that we eat. We're elevated from the feeling of sanctity that overwhelms a Jew who goes through a Seder Pesach from beginning to end. And for those who understand something of it, somewhat of what is contained within the Seder, when the Seder is over, they are prompted to give forth in song and sing forth to Hashem Yisborach, Shira Shirim Asher Lishloimoi, the song of all songs that's printed in your Agudas. I don't know whether you ever wonder, because for our business it's Zog Shir Ashiri. But what else could a Jew feel after going through the inspiration of a Seder night, if not to open up in song and to sing forth Shir Hashirim Asher Lishloimoi? Kol Hashirim, all the songs contained in the holy writings, Kodesh, are holy. Shir HaShirim, the song of Shlomo HaMelech in Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kodoshim, is the holy of holies. Therein the Jew speaks forth in song. His soul opens up to all that Jewish life represents. And in that Shir HaShirim, he goes through all of Yiddishkeit, all of Jewry, from its inception and from before its inception, from Brias Olam in Odom Arishon, until the future salvation of Bias Goyal Mashiach Tzidkenu in Yirtzishim Bikov. And so we'd like this morning to discuss something of the taste of these mitzvahs around the Seder Pesach. The Chinuch points out an interesting thing. We know that the sum total of all the mitzvahs together is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remind ourselves of the fact that we were taken forth from Egyptian bondage. We were avodim, we were slaves unto Pharaoh, and we were saved by Hashem Yisborach from that slavery. We were saved through miraculous means, Esamakos. We were saved through Kriyas Yamsuf. And we finally, in the process of salvation, reached the stage of Tavnus Elikim Alohorazeh. You shall serve your God upon this mountain, upon Sinai. How will you serve him? By accepting his Torah. By saying, Naase Kodem Lenishma. By not asking, what is your will and why? But rather, if you say, do, Naase, so shall we do. That was the final moment in the salvation of the Jew from Egyptian bondage. And in order to remember Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, we eat a Korban Pesach, we eat Matzah, we eat Moroir, all of these mitzvahs, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chinuch poses the question, why so many mitzvahs about one subject? Wouldn't it have been sufficient to have one mitzvah, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order to remind ourselves that we went forth from Egyptian bondage? Wouldn't it have been sufficient to have one mitzvah in order to teach ourselves, Chayov Odom Lireis Es Atzmei Kihilu Hu Atzmei Yotzo Mimitzrayim? It is incumbent upon a Jew on the Seder night to feel as if he himself had been subjected to bondage, not to the so-called freedom of the so-called free world in which we live, a free world where mistakes are made, where you vote against Yerushalayim, and then you say it's an error. How free indeed is that world where Jews live? Wouldn't it have been sufficient to have one mitzvah to make it possible for the Jew to feel, look back in the ages, see himself under the bondage of the non-Jew? And he doesn't have to look too far today. The so-called free world is a world of bondage in many respects. We are far from free. Far from free Yiddishkeit. Wouldn't it have been sufficient to have one mitzvah carry us back to that and feel that tonight, the night of Pesach, we go forth from bondage? We live through this Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why so many mitzvahs? And the Chinuch thereupon teaches us a lesson which is fundamental in the life of the Jew and is such a deep psychological truth. Every year, in the time when our going forth from Egyptian bondage took place, it is proper for us to perform deeds which show and which convey the idea of the great state of elevation that we raised ourselves to in that moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. For those who have a chinuch, this is the mitzvah shel elishbe el etzem min ha-pesach. U'mitoch ha-ma'ase v'ha-dimyon, and from the act that we perform, that which we feel inwardly from it, nikba b'nafshenu ha-dovel le'olam, we thereby set into our souls this concept, this idea, as an eternal fact. Val tachshev b'ni, and my son, says the chinuch, he wrote the work for his son, he says in his introduction. It's a very interesting introduction to the work. Young children run around when Torah is read, and Kriyas HaTorah. You get the young kids running around the shul, they make a lot of noise and they disturb people. So he said, in order not to do that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach you what these mitzvahs are all about. So rather than run around, learn what the mitzvah means. It's interesting. He felt that what we're learning here today is interesting not only for adults, it's interesting for youngsters. They will also gain so much from it. And all of us together, in the day and age that we live, are after all youngsters in understanding Torah, in understanding mitzvahs. Where do we stand in comparison to the supreme intelligence of Hashem Yisborach, who gave us these mitzvahs? Are we not like young children? And it is for us that this work was written. And therefore he says, Al tachshev b'ni, think not, my son, litfeis al dvorai, to ask questions of what I tell you, v'loimar, and to say, if this is true, what you are saying, lomo yitzavu yison Hashem yizborach, las is kol eila lezichur leisaneis. Why is it necessary to perform so many mitzvahs in order to remember this one thing that took place ages ago? Halo bezichroin echod, yala adove b'machshavteinu. Would not one mitzvah have sufficed to make us remember? V'lo yishochach mipizareinu? To remember to an extent that it would not be forgotten from our children and children's children? There's no question. To remember is not sufficient. Remember for the Jew means to hand down as a tradition. If I feel it, I want my son to feel it. And I want my child to feel it to such an extent that when he will be zeichet to have children, he'll want his children to feel it. But is it not sufficient to have one mitzvah for that? But when you ask such a question, know you, my child, you have not asked with wisdom. And the thoughts of youth, Yashiachol Adaber Kain, has led you to speak and ask such questions. V'atobni, and now my son, in bino, if you will really want to understand, Shimazus, listen to what I have to tell you. V'atei oznecho ushma, and bend your ear and listen to what I say. Alam decho lehoyel b'teirah b'mitzvahs, and I will thereby teach you that which will be of great benefit for you in the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs. Da, know you, ki ho'odom nifal kefi pu'ilosof. Man is influenced and affected through his acts and deeds. The libe and his heart, the chol machshavosof, and all his thoughts, tomid achar maasov shu oisik behev, always follow after the acts and deeds in which he is engaged. Im tov im ra. If good, his thoughts are good. If his acts are evil, his thoughts become evil. Man is influenced by his outward deeds, regardless of what he may think inwardly, regardless of how sanctified he may want to be. But if he acts contrary to that, it ultimately works upon him, and his thoughts also become void of sanctity. And to the contrary, one who is in his thoughts so far removed from God and his will as to be called and termed by Torah a man of evil, Rosho. And all his thoughts are engaged continually only in evil. Even that person, im yare ruchay, v'yosim ishtadlusay v'iskay, basmodo v'toyro v'mitzvahs, if he will decide to engage in acts of Torah and mitzvah, then be sure, afilu shaloy l'shem shamayim, even though he does these acts not for the sake of God, miyad yinte alatev, the act itself influences him. The act itself pervades him with that which the act represents. Uvekoyach ma'asov yomis hayetzer hara. And with the strength of his acts, of his deeds, he kills the Yetzer Hora. Yetzer Hora is something that exists in the world of thought. It exists in the inner recesses of the soul of man. If his outward deeds are directed upward, he lifts himself upward to where the deeds lead. The hearts of men are drawn to their acts and to their deeds. And to the contrary, if a person shall be a tzaddik beyond belief, and as far as his heart is concerned, there can be no better. Chofetz b'Torah v'mitzvahs. He loves Torah and mitzvahs. Im ulay yasek tomid. If, however, he will engage continually and at all times, b'dvorim shel doifi, in foolish deeds, ki l'toymar derech mosel, shichrichay hamelech umino b'um nesro. He was forced by the king, by the government, to engage in deeds contrary to Torah. But he was forced into it. The government forces him into it. The emes, you should know, in kol iskei tomit kol ayin de'isa umnes, if he shall engage continually in these acts, forced upon him, against his will, yoshuv lizmaminas manim mitzitkas libei, the time will come when he will turn around from all this tzitkas aleiv. He's no longer a tzadik liyus rosho gomor, and he will also become a rosho gomor. It was against his will, but he engaged in such acts, in such deeds, which bespeak evil, and acts which bespeak evil create evil, regardless of what my inner thoughts may be, to such an extent that the inner thought itself follows the act and becomes evil. The Rosho becomes a tzaddik, and the tzaddik, Rachmona Litzlan, becomes a Rosho. Ki yodua ha-dovo ve-emes. It is a fact. It is a truth. Shekol odom nifal kfipu loisof. Every human being is affected by his deeds and acts. You cannot say I am a Jew at heart. All of your heart follows your deeds. If one is at heart a tzaddik, but his deeds are contrary to it, he will ultimately become a roshe. And if one is a roshe, he speaks against Torah. He's interested in breaking down Torah and all that it stands for. But for some reason or other, he was forced into the performance of deeds of mitzvah. Ultimately, he's going to become a tzaddik. The acts of tzaddik, they create ultimately the inner thought, the inner soul, the inner heart of man. That's why Chazal taught us, you say that in Pirkei Avos, Rotzo Amokim Lezakrisis Yisroel, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to purify Israel. Lefichoch, therefore, Hir Bolahem Teiro Mitzvahs. He gave them many mitzvahs. He gave them much Torah. So many mitzvahs, Tariyag mitzvahs. Goyim have only seven mitzvahs b'nei Neach. What do we need so many? He was interested in us. He loves us. He wants to purify us. And he realized that the more mitzvahs we perform, the purity becomes to that extent greater. Ki kederachatfis bohem, so that we shall take these acts and we shall attach to them kol machshaveisenu, all our thoughts, lichyos bohem kol iskenu, so that all our deeds and all our interests be involved around mitzvahs, as we pointed out in the beginning. All the interests of the Jew in a marketplace, in a place of business, can be uplifted to the plane and level of mitzvah. Jew does not mean mitaf hiten elder sein im bismedrash, but in the place of business, you do what you want, dorten darf man elder sein. If you are in your place of business, aware of a lesignet, aware of a lesigzel, then you are a Jew. I give out of the other fellow, Ilach HaGanach, Ilach HaGaslem, what's going to happen to me? Don't worry about it. You do your duty. No man takes care of himself. God takes care of all of us. And don't for a moment think that because the other fellow is a ganav, the only way I can exist is through gneve also. Lezakeis es Yisroel. He wanted to purify Klal Yisroel. Hirbo lahem teiro mitzvahs. So he gave us many mitzvahs so that in all affairs of life, there wouldn't be a place where we wouldn't be meeting up with a mitzvah. Wherever we go, we have a mitzvah. You wear a beged, you put on a piece of clothing, out of the kampfes. You go into the barber shop to take a haircut. You have to know what kind of a haircut to take. A Yiddish haircut. He can't take off the payas. He can't do like the goy does. There isn't one thing that a Jew engages in which is not covered by mitzvah. Everything that we do can be uplifted to a world of mitzvah. Ki mitoich ha-pu'uleis ha-toyveis, through the good deeds that we perform, Anachnu nifolim, we ourselves are affected, liyishtoivim v'zoichim, and thereby we are zoiche lechayi ad, for eternal life. V'romzu zichronam livrocho al zeh,
And Chazal, this is what they meant when they said, Kol mi sheyesh le mezuzah b'fischei, every Jew who has a mezuzah on his doorpost when he enters his house, tzitzis bevigdei, his clothing carries tzitzis, tfilin bereishei, tfilin on his head every day in the week besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, muftach loy shele yechto, he can rest assured that he will not commit sin. If when he walks into the house, he is aware that there is a mezuzah on the Pesach, so it's a Jewish doorpost. If he's not aware of it, can't mean too much. He can't be affected by something that he's not performing. But if he's aware of the fact that there is a mezuzah on the doorpost, so every time he walks in, every time he walks out, oy, see the ha'idish oys. He dons his arbekampfes in the morning. Sitzes. Ich trot mitzvah absir. Tfilin bereishoi. My thoughts are directed on high to Hashem Yisborach. I engage and envelop myself in sanctity in everyday living. This is shchus. This is what makes the Jew muftach lo shelo yechto. This Jew cannot sin. Lefi she'elu mitzvahs tmidiyos, because these are mitzvahs that follow us at all times. V'nifal bahem tomid, and we are continually affected by them. Lochein ato re'ei gam re'ei. Be careful, observe. Ma melachtecho v'yiskecho, what are your interests? Ki achreem timoshech, v'ato lo timshechem. Always remember, you will be drawn towards your interests. You will not draw them to yourself. So create interests that shall be of sanctity, so they will draw you to sanctity. Don't think the other way around. And let not your inner thoughts persuade you to think, since in my heart I am a good Jew, so what can I lose? If I will try at times to have the pleasures, b'tanuge anoshim, similar to those that others have, b'shvokim uv'rechives. And what are those pleasures? The chinuch knew them well. L'sleitzitzim aleitzim, to engage in foolish, empty banter and talk, u'ladabat tzachis, and to speak such things that are not to be spoken. That's what's called pleasure. That's what's called pleasurable conversation. Chayotze be'elu dvorim she'en mevi'im aleihem ha'shomes v'chatoz. There's no chet in this. I'm not talking loshon hora. Halo gam li levov k'mehein. Do I not have the same desires as they? Oy vei der chinuch knew as well. Kotni ovo mimosneim. I'm so much fruver than they are. I know so much more about Yiddishkeit than they do. I know what a Holocaust is. What do they know about these things? So what do I have to fear if I will engage in some empty banter? Umadua yimshechuni heim achreim. So what should I fear that they will draw me to them rather than the opposite way around? Aldeni, beware, my son. Guard yourself from these things. Lest you be caught in their net. It's a net, and we're not aware of it. We place ourselves into it, thinking that we are free, and we're being caught by ourselves. Rabim shosu mituch kach kois tali losom. Many have in that manner drunk their cup of poison. V'atoes nafshecho tatzil, and you attempt to save your soul. V'achardait chose, and after you become conscious and aware of what we have now spoken, says the Chinuch, al yitsho lecho, it will no longer be difficult for you to understand ribuy ha-mitzvahs be'inyan schiles nisi mitzrayim, why we need so many mitzvahs for one purpose of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shehim amud godol b'toroseinu, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is one of the great fundamentals of our Torah. Ki b'reveis iskeinu bohem, the more we engage in acts around this concept, nispoel el adovor, we will thereby be influenced to accept it and to live by it. K'moshe omar. Now this is the lesson concerning Pesach that should be uppermost in our minds when we sit down at the Seder table. We are then engaged in lifting ourselves out of a world of smallness, small talk, small things, small interests, regardless of how much the interest rate rises, but it's all small. It means so little in the overall meaning of man. And at the Seder table, we sit down to engage in that which is really value, to create an individual who feels himself drawn unto Hashem Yisborah. B'nei Keil Choy, B'nei Pchiri Yisroel. Israel is the firstborn son of Hashem Yisborach. And in the Seder Pesach, we invest ourselves with something of that concept and that idea to carry us on throughout the year, to lead us to a life of mitzvah, to lead us to the performance of mitzvahs, so that in performing and observing practically mitzvahs, we shall become conscious, aware of what mitzvah is. We shall become a mitzvah personality. And that is the purpose of Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakis. So Lashem Yisborach, uns allem in geben a freilichen koschen Pesach, und wir sollen der Leben noch fahr Pesach, a Mashiach zit keine soll kommen, und der Leben auch zwischen Yeshuas und Chomes, auf dem Klal Yisrael, die Binsel zu alle sein.